Chapter 6. Daughters of Jerusalem. Where is your beloved one, O you fairest among women? Again, the harem ladies showed their interest in the remarkable person whom the Shulamite had championed with such untainted praise. Where is your beloved hiding himself? For we would seek him with you. The Shulamite. Verse 2. My beloved is gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the garden and to gather lilies. Verse 3. I am my beloved's garden and my beloved is mine. He feeds among the lilies which grow there. Verse 4. During the discussion, King Solomon has entered the room and has heard the impassioned defense of the shepherd by the animated Shulamite, whose furor had only been intensified by her consciousness of the king's presence. Filled with admiration for her and yet aware of the strength of purpose in her, before which he was helpless, he listened until she had finished her speech and then said, Solomon, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, capital of northern Israel's first king, my love, and as comely as Jerusalem, but you are terrible as a bannered host. Verse 5. Turn away your flashing eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats, which trail down from Mount Gilead. Verse 6. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes, coming from their washing, each is paired, none of them is missing. Verse 7. Your cheeks are like halves of a pomegranate, behind your veil. Verse 8. There are 60 queens, and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. Verse 9. But my dove, my undefiled and perfect one, stands out above them all, she is the only one of her mother's daughter. She is the pure one of the mother that bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed and happy, yes, the queens and the concubines, they praise her. Colossians 2:8, 9. Footnote: Solomon probably wrote this book and the statement before us prior to his more degenerate years, before he had his 700 wives and 300 concubines. Verse 10. The ladies of the harem were fascinated with the girl's unusual display of spirit and wanted to know how she happened to be there, a vineyard girl among princesses. They asked, Daughters of Jerusalem, who is this who looks forth as the dawn, fair as the moon, clear and pure as the sun, and terrible as a bannered host? The Shulamite. Verse 11. I went down into the nut orchard one day to look at the green plants of the valley, to see whether the grapevine had budded and the pomegranates were in flower. Verse 12. Before I was aware of what was happening, my desire to roam about had brought me into the area of the princes of my people, the king's retinue. I began to flee, but they called to me. Solomon and friends. Verse 13. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return that we may look upon you. The Shulamite. What is there for you to see in the poor, little Shulamite? Solomon and friends. As upon a dance of two armies or a dance of Mahanaim.